Austin with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that the recent court order suspending his immigration plan was motivated by politics. Speaking in Washington to law enforcement chiefs, the president warned that the nation's security is compromised without the travel restrictions in his executive order.
And I don't ever want to call a court biased, so I won't call it biased. And we haven't had a decision yet. But courts seem to be so political. And it would be so great for our justice system if they would be able to read a statement and do what's right.
A U.S. appeals court in San Francisco says it will likely rule this week on whether a federal judge had the legal grounds to suspend Mr. Trump's ban last month on immigration from 7 terrorism-plagued countries. The administration denies that it is targeting Muslim nations with a ban. All sides expect the issue to wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court. The Somali Speaker of Parliament announced Wednesday that the lawmakers had elected a new president. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, better known as Farmajo, was declared the winner after 2 rounds of voting by the Somali Parliament in Mogadishu. Farmajo won the largest share of votes in the second round, far outdistancing incumbent leader Hassan Sheikh Mohamed and former President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed. Turkey's military said Wednesday Syrian rebel forces have taken control of strategic hills surrounding the Islamic-held town of Al-Bab. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Turkish forces and allied Syrian rebels launched an operation late Tuesday and seized territory on the western outskirts of the town. This is VOA News. Authorities in northern Afghanistan say Islamic State terrorists have killed at least 6 local employees of the International Committee of the Red Cross. The Jowzhan province spokesman says the assailants also abducted 2 Red Cross workers. The ICRC said the team was on its way to deliver livestock materials when they were ambushed. The Taliban has denied involvement in the incident. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote Wednesday to approve Senator Jeff Sessions as the nation's new attorney general. Sessions has faced sharp opposition from Democrats who question his record on immigration and civil rights. Liberal Democrat Elizabeth Warren was banned from the Senate from the debate on Sessions after she made statements on the Senate floor questioning Sessions' motives, an act that the majority ruled broke Senate rules of decorum. The confirmation vote has been delayed as Democrats use Senate rules to stretch out the time they have to speak on the floor. White House spokesman